Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Is now on the air. today we're going to be speaking from the Word of God, and we'll be coming from John, the 5th chapter, and it reads, "After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. And these lay a great multitude of impotent folks, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the waters. And an angel went down at a certain season unto the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had." Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for the great, for the mighty things that you have done. We thank you, God, for the great and mighty things that you're going to do according to your word. Today, we thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And thy word how we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Lord, we thank you, Father, for the word that will cause us to live and not to die, the word that will cause greatness to be manifested in the midst of a crooked and a generation that needs thee. Oh, Father, have your way today, God, that souls will be saved, lives will be changed, hearts, God, will be touched, ears will be open, blind will be able to see, lame, God, will be able to walk. And this we will bless and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, today, here on the Hour of Power broadcast, because we believe in the Word of God, we say it's the Hour of Power because of the fact that this hour and every hour that Jesus Christ is present in our lives, it will bring forth the miraculous in our lives. Yes, that's you. Yes, that is me. And we stand on the Word of God. So we see here, in this scripture, in that 5th chapter, how that the word says, after this there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And the word tells us that now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool. That is very significant to what we are going to be talking about on today. And that pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, and this pool had 5 porches. And by that pool, it lays a great, it didn't say small, but it said a great multitude of impotent folk. A great deal of impotent folk, which means they were lack of power, they were lack of ability, they were lack of effectiveness, because all they were able to do was to lay down by this pool. They were sick. They had infirmity in their body. They were all so blind. Some was blind. They could not see. They were lacking of their sight. And also, when we are thinking about blind, we can take it not just in the natural, because some people are, yes, they are physically blind, but yet they are spiritually blind, and they are lacking of understanding. They are unwilling or unable to understand, which makes them blind. And also, a person can be blind to their own fault. So when we look at this, we see, number one, that they were impotent both. They were blind. They were halt. In other words, they had ceased from moving. Because the word tell us that they have been lying there by the pool. And therefore, they ceased from moving. The blood couldn't even really circulate in a manner that it should have been circulating in their bodies and their legs and their arms, because there were parts of their body that they was not able to move. Well, they wasn't just lying there, but they were there hoping that they were going to be healed. And among these multitudes, among these great multitudes of people, were people that were withered. They were withering away. They were withered. They had no use of a control over the body, over their limbs. And so therefore they were withering. And also they were waiting for the moving of the water. The word tell us, listen, the word tell us, for an angel went down at a certain season unto the pool. They weren't there just to be there. They weren't there just to communicate with those that were there and those that can speak to them and those that can keep them company. I'm quite sure it did help. But they had a purpose that they were there by the pool of Bethesda. They were there because they had that faith and that hope to believe that something else, something different was going to happen in their life. Oh, they didn't know the day. They did not know the hour that it was going to happen. Oh, they had been there for a long time. And they were waiting for the angel to come at a certain season into the pool and trouble the water. And the first person that stepped into the water, that person was made whole of whatsoever disease that they had. Could you imagine a multitude, a great multitude of people lying by the pool? And they knew at a certain season that there was going to be an angel that was going to come and trouble the water. But listen, this is the catch was to that. But you had to be the first one to get into the pool at the troubling of the water. And when you were able to get into that pool, then you were made whole. But it left a whole great multitude of people that did not receive their healing because of the fact that they couldn't get up. Some was blind. Some was, they were impotent. And they were halted and they were withered. And everybody had their own interest. Everybody, they wanted to be the first one to get into that pool. They wanted to be the first one that was going to be healed. You know how it is. Just think back in the natural. Let's go where you are. Let's go about and think about the time when you waited up and got up at 12 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning when you was out there at Walmart and you had seen it. You knew that there was a television that you wanted. There was some kind of exercise machine that you wanted. There was this telephone that you wanted. Well, you waited in line. There were many people waiting with you, and you were in hope. And they may not just have but one of them, but you wanted it. So you got up early, and you stayed there because you wanted to get into that store at all costs and get what you wanted. But we see that some of these people, they were, a lot of them was not able to get into this pool when the angels had come and to trouble the water. So they were left without their healing. All they had, the faith was in that water. All they had faith is, if I can get in that water, I will be made whole. And there was a certain man that was there. And this man had an infirmity. And the word of God tells us that he had an infirmity for 38 years. And when he saw Jesus, when Jesus saw him, rather, when Jesus saw him lie there and knew that he had been there for a long time in that same case. Could you imagine? Listen, 38 years of being sick. 38 years having infirmity in your body. 38 years that he was like, he couldn't do anything, because after those 38 years lying there, of being in that situation that he was in, yet he had a problem. He was there. He was around the pool, but nothing had happened to him. Jesus knew that he had been in this condition, in this case. And Jesus asked him a very important question. And that question is what I would like to ask you on today. And Jesus said to him, he said, will you be made whole? That's a question that he posed to this man that had the infirmity for 38 years. He said, will you be made whole? No matter what you're going through, you got to take this thing personally. Whether or not it's your mind, is your body, is your soul, is your spirit? The question is, will you be made whole? The impotent man, the man that was lacking power, ability, and the man that was lacking effectiveness, the man said, sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled, when the angel comes and troubles the water, he said, I have no man. I have no man to put me into the pool. He said, while I'm coming, another steps down before me. Wow, I'm coming. I try to get there. But yet, while I'm coming, somebody faster, somebody quicker than I am, they get to the pool. And they get there, and they step in, and they step down before me. And Jesus said unto him, why? In other words, get up. Get up. Get up. Take up your bed and walk. What an awesome sound to that man to know that all he had to do is to get up. Because, you know, when you in front of the master, confronted by the master, have met the master is in your circle, the master is before you. Jesus said to rise, all he had to do is to have faith. Now, the word of God says, now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So he's telling him to arise, to take up your bed. Don't just get up, but take up your bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole. And he took up his bed and he walked on the same day was the Sabbath. Oh, sometimes we are looking for things in order to bring about results in our life. And we're looking just to one thing in order to help us. But we got to look to Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We got to look to Jesus, that who is the healer and the deliverer and the one that will make us whole in our mind, Because some people need their mind to be changed. Some people need to be not conformed to this world, because the word of God said be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Oh, his mind was in getting into that pool. That all the people, all the great multitude of people, all they think about is, if I can just get into this pool. That day Jesus came knowing that this man had been there for a long time. He told him to rise, take up your bed and walk. And that is what we as believers need to do, to arise and get up. Don't soak. Don't soak. You know, don't fret. But get up. Take up your bed and walk. And when he believed God, and when you believe God, things will to you. And the man believed God, and immediately the man was made whole, and he took up his bed, and he walked, and it was the Sabbath day. Then the Jews therefore said unto him that was cured. I want you to see the mentality of people. When you get blessed, when you have faith to believe God, these people are not all going to be on your side. They're not going to be jumping in and rejoicing because you are healed. And they don't even recognize that this man had been in this state. They knew he had been in that state for that many years, but yet they didn't have the compassion. They didn't have the love on the inside to be able to embrace this man and to thank God that this man was made whole after being in that condition for 38 years. All they could think about is it was the Sabbath day, and because of the Sabbath day, it's not lawful for you to carry your bed, because Jesus told the man to get up and to arise up and to take his bed and to walk. You know, sometimes we're so into tradition until we can't see the blessing of the Lord. Sometimes we're so into tradition that that's all that we can see, and we're walking so according to the law that we are not walking according to the word of God. We are blind. We have that blind faith that don't see the blessing of the Lord and don't see Christ as being our healer and being out delivered. So instead of rejoicing with this man, they wanted to know why he was carrying his bed. And he answered them, "He that made me whole." I'm quite sure this man was concerned about how he was healed. But all he knew that he was healed. And he knew that there that day that something happened to him almost 40 years, yet he could not walk. God seen him like God see you. No matter what situation that you're going through, God sees you and God loves you and God wants you to be made whole. No, you may not be crippled. You may not be impotent, but you and you may not be blind. It may not be withered or halted, but there are situations in your life. It's like you have lacking of power. If you don't have that ability, you lost the zeal that you had and the zeal that you need. And you've lacking faith to believe God. So therefore, we see that God came by to make something happen, to allow things to happen to this man. But there were people around him didn't appreciate him for what God had done in his life, because they were spiritually blind. They weren't naturally blind, but they were spiritually blind. They were not believers. All they could do is say, "Why are you?" In other words, either by fault, you're not supposed to be carrying your bed on a Sabbath day. They couldn't even rejoice. There are people like that. They're so critical until they can't even rejoice at when a miracle happened to another person. When a person may even be blessed with an inheritance of $5 million, they can even rejoice with them because they didn't get that. Oh, my God. What is happening to the hearts of the people? People's hearts have grown wax cold. As this man, when Christ told him to take up his bed and walk, and then somebody else comes to want to know, in a word, by him carrying his bed, because it wasn't lawful, he said, to carry his bed on the Sabbath day. And then they asked him, what man is that which said to you, take up your bed and walk? Who is it that says this to you? They weren't even thinking about being rejoiceful, but they wanted to be critical. They wanted to find fault in what was happening. And the man said, he that was healed, the man that was healed, he did not know who it was. He was referring to Jesus as the man. But Jesus had conveyed himself away and a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said unto this man, behold, are made whole. Listen at that. You are made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come to you. And then the man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. At first he didn't know. All he knew that the miraculous that happened in his life. I want you to know today that when the miraculous happened, when Jesus opened the windows of heaven for you, when he made you to see in the natural, when you are blind, or you may be physically blind, and yet God has called a miracle to be manifest in your life, you ought to give a praise to God. You ought to tell as many people as you can, giving a testimony of the greatness of God and the compassion of God, and to know that God, he is a healer and he is a deliverer. You may even be blind, spiritually blind. You got to know and God open up your mind, give you revelation, give you understanding of his word, because all of us were blind. I mean, blind. We were blind to the goodness of Christ. We were blind to things. Before we came to Christ, we were blind. Many times we read the word of God and it seems like grief unto us because we were spiritually blind. We weren't naturally blind, but we were spiritually blind. And some people are spiritually blind as well as natural blind. But you know what? God has an answer. I mean, for a cure, like everything that we have encountered, everything that we go through in our life, Jesus has a answer for all of that. Thank God that Jesus came. Thank God that Jesus answered the prayers of this man and answered your prayer. Because he didn't even, actually, in actuality, he didn't even know Jesus. He called him the man. That a man did this. But when he found out, because he couldn't even tell the people who asked him who it was. But yet, God made a significant difference. And it's like Christ made him whole. My question again to you, will you be made whole? The Bible says that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For the word of God say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So we can believe the word today. We can believe God because he is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. So therefore, if we can believe the word of God and activate our belief in him, and trust him and know that he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. Don't know what you're going through this morning, but I can tell you that God, he knows where you are. He knows the address. He knows what kind of bed you was able to lay in on last night. He know what time you went to bed. He know what you were thinking when you went to bed. He know what you were thinking when you woke up. He knew your mindset. He know what's going on, what's troubling you in your life, because he knows everything. But he also give us a comfort to let us know. He said, to let not your heart be troubled, but ye believe in God. Believe also in me. So that 14th chapter of St. John is a comfort to me. It's a comfort to you that the word of God says that, not your heart, because no matter what you may be going through today, no matter what may be in the center of your life, let it change. Let Jesus be the center of your life and be able to trust him. Don't think that Jesus have left you or forsaken you. I don't care. And that is the trick of the enemy. Those people that was lying there at the pool of Siloam for years and years and years, and yet there came a time in their life wherein, instead of looking to that water that was being troubled by the angel, Christ himself came and caused this man all the worries, all the troubles, all the things that he was going through to completely change in one day. Jesus said to take up your bed, to rise, take up that bed, and to walk. And today, no matter where you are, you may be listening from New York City or Chicago. Well, you just may be in Tennessee or Virginia. You may be in Tampa, Florida, Jacksonville, Florida. You may be in Vero Beach. You may just be in Washington, D.C. But wherever you may be, you got to know that God is in love with you and that God, he came that you can be saved and that you can be free of everything that you're going through in your life and that you don't have to feel alone. You don't have to feel forsaken. Many of those people that was there, they were drying up because of many of them, year after year, nothing was happening in their lives. And some did not even know when they were going to be healed. But if you just can believe God, come on. If you could just trust God this morning, if you could just give God your all in all this morning, that God will heal your broken heart and he will bind up those wounds and he will give you the peace that you need. This man, how could he have peace when he was struggling year by year trying to get into the pool and somebody stepped in before him? I mean, you know what? I thank God that the God that is sovereign, the God that is able to be with me and with you everywhere, and that God that will heal us today. It could be a day thing that you can be healed. It's a day thing that you can be delivered. It's a day thing that you can be made free. For the word of God says, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not saved, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we're going to invite you today to ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you for your sins, to come into your heart and to save you, deliver you, and to make you free. And if you're sick, God will cause healing to be manifest in your mind, your body, your soul, and your spirit. If you're lonely, he will give you peace, and he will be there with you. But he said that he will never leave you. He said that he will never forsake you. Ask God to forgive you for your sins, to come into your heart and save you. Believe that he has after you ask him. Believe that he has. And let him be the Lord of your life. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and we praise you. We magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for the great and mighty things that you have done. Great and mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Father, for the Hour of Power broadcast. We thank you, Father, for the lives that are being changed, bodies that are being healed, minds, God, that be given peace, and those that, God, that you have given, Father God, a great multitude, that you have given them hope, and God, that you've given them that ever-increasing faith. And God, that's what we ask of you, God, to make the people whole, Father, through the word of God, and the God to give them that ever-increasing faith, that they'll know that this is their hour of power, God, that they can believe even during this broadcast, and God, that they can be healed during this broadcast. And many are being touched even right now by the mighty hand of God, by the power of God, because the word of God says that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask of faith. Father, touch that person, Lord God, that is alone in the house. Touch that person, Lord God, that has been alone, Father God, for a very long time, that's going through sickness. Father God, don't know where they'll get that next money in order to pay their light bill, God, their mortgage. But Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we believe in your God, to step in. We believe in your God to move on their behalf. We believe in your God to fight battles for them, even that woman that's been abused, Lord God. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask you, God, to touch them. Father, even now, in the name of Jesus, and God, we ask you, God, to do it. Even now, God, even that child that's been molested, Father God, look at those children, God, even now. Father, touch them, Father, in Jesus' name. Those kids that have been battered, God, touch them, Father, even now. Father, in Jesus' name, God, heal that person that has deafness in their ear that cannot hear. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, you say, ask. Father God, therefore, we're obedient to your word, and we're believing your God, that caused them to be able to hear. Father, in Jesus' name, Father God, do it even now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and Father, we decree and declare your word to be manifested no matter where they live. Father, it can be the North Pole. God calls them, Father God, to be healed and delivered and to be made free by the mighty hand of God. And for this, we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. We do want to honor the Lord today for you tuning in to the Hour of Power broadcast. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he bless you in your going in and in your coming out is our prayer.